Today I have two Polish beers. My pronunciations will be off, but never mind. I have Lech and Tyski. Now, there's a third big Polish lager called Czewiec or Czewiec, but I don't have that one. I've been a cheapskate and I've got a special offer from Tesco, so four cans of each, 500ml cans for £9. So, I've got two identical pint glasses. I do know which beer's which. And I'm going to pour first the Lech out. Now, Lech's 5.2%, so the strength that Stella used to be until about 4 or 5 years ago. And I'll just fill in the pint glass with this Lech. And now I'm going to pour the Tyski. My colleague Dave Godman assures me that I think one of these is a Polish version of Tramp Juice, and it's a lager to be kept away from. I'm not sure which. I suspect Tyski's meant to be the Tramp Juice one. Tyski's a bit stronger. Tyski's 5.6% in alcohol, and that's nearly out. Just going to fill both these glasses, and they're both just kind of Pilsner type lagers. And I just want to see which one I prefer, just in case I'm ever daft enough to buy this kind of stuff again. Because sometimes, when it's 90p a can, a good flavoured Pilsner can hit the spot. So, I've got both beers in the glasses now. And they're both at fridge temperature, quite cold. And let's have a look. Well, they smell the same to me. A bit of hop from each of them, kind of German or in style, I think. But I'll try the Lech first. Bit sweet, not particularly hoppy in taste. Don't think I'd. Well, it's not bad. That's all right. It's just a lager, really. A good quality one, admittedly, for supermarket type stuff. Let's have a look at the Tyski. It's got a bit more of a bite, it's a bit drier. And I prefer the Tyski. A bit hoppier, perhaps, too. They're both brewed, actually, in Poland, but by the same brewer in separate breweries, SAB, South African Breweries Miller. So, Lech and Tyski, for me, Tyski wins outright. I would also definitely take either of these two beers over today's piss poor version of Stella, which, to be honest, is a really poor lager. It did used to be quite good years ago. I'm talking about 2000, so we're looking at 13 years ago. It was an excellent beer, I thought, but these days it's bloody awful. So, yeah, there you go.